Welcome back. Welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. Mark, are you still there? Okay, thank you, Ken. I wasn't sure if you cut off. Well, Al, before we bring on another caller, Al wanted to finish off some thoughts. Go ahead, Al.
Okay, so anyway, that's what central banking does. And when I listen to Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, there is a YouTube out there where we just did a short one, What is Central Banking Made Easy? I believe you can probably do a search for YouTube-Central Banking Made Easy, where he explains this contraction and expansion of the economy, and it's done by the central banking cartel. Started out with the Rothschilds, and then the Federal Reserve became the biggest bear in the woods. And when they made the U.S. dollar the world's reserve currency, they became even more powerful. But Andrew Carrington Hitchcock explains how this economic expansion and contraction, whereas the contraction creates this horrible poverty, is what Dickens wrote about in his book Hard Times. And it's also what Victor Hugo wrote about in his works when he was talking about the poverty in France. So it happened to us. They did the same thing in the Great Depression. It was they who created the Great Depression through, again, expansion and contraction. And it was devastating. There were people in the country that starved. And they did it again with the dot-com bubble, and then they created the housing bubble. But this secret memo that Greg Palast discovered shows how their intention was to use this strategy of selling financial instruments globally and getting all the countries locked into accepting them and deregulating their own banks to allow this tragedy to be shipped across the planet and creating, and now all of a sudden they've got this global meltdown. And now what do they do? Problem, reaction, solution. Now we need global regulations of the financial world. And that is, there's no accident. This is all done intentionally. I just wanted to get that in. Okay, we have Mike from Tennessee. Mike, I was just in your there.
Can I get a little bit more volume, please?
Pardon?
I was asking, I don't know if your board operator can give me a little more volume. I can barely hear you.
Okay.
No, I can't.
Y'all just both have weak phones.
Is this better?
Sorry about that.
Is this better?
Go ahead. I can hear you fine now. Thank you.
Hi, Mike. I was just in your state. Is it still hot there?
Well, we've had quite a bit of rain the last couple of days, but it was about 89 with about 3 inches of rain today.
Wow.
On the west end of the state. I don't know which end of the state you were on. It's about a 450-mile-long state. It's actually closer to Canada from where I'm at in Memphis than it is to Johnson City, Tennessee, which is on the other side of the state.
Ah, okay. Well, I was more closer to Louisville.
Louisville, Kentucky?
What's north of Louisville?
We went from Louisville back to Ohio. Is Nashville.
Yes, we did Nashville.
Yeah, you're
too.
In line with Clarksville, Tennessee, and Nashville.
Yes.
Yep.
Beautiful state. I'm sorry, I just had to tell you. Beautiful state. I enjoyed it. So
next to Washington State, I think Tennessee, especially East Tennessee, is virtually one of the most beautiful states anywhere in this country.
It really
was. The problem is the government. It's totally rigged, corrupted, inside and out, top to bottom. let me make a real quick plug for you and a suggestion. I need a bumper sticker. Bumper stickers can be mass-produced for a buck a piece, but if there was an anticorruptionsociety.com bumper sticker, and I don't do bumper stickers, I would stick it on the back window of every vehicle I've got, so you'd probably get about a dozen.
Well, that's a good idea. I could probably do
that. That is actually excellent.
It's a lot easier than me trying to tell people to go to anticorruptionsociety.com and click on Lawfully Yours. I like the bumper sticker idea.
Well, yeah, and people need to know that there's folks out there who are trying to deal with all this corruption. Because
yeah.
most people I talk to are completely aware it's there, and that's why I started the website. Everyone I asked knew they were drowning in corruption. It's just that they hadn't a clue of what to do about it.
As I stood in the Walmart checkout line at the automotive department this afternoon, and the guy in front of me was asking, well, why do you need my name and my ID just to get a flat tire fixed again? Why do you need all this personal data? And we started talking about that, so that opened up the dialogue, and that's where I was able to share with the cashier, who was a customer service manager, that United States is a corporation. You're not a U.S. citizen. You're just conditioned to believe you are. Just like the word federal and Federal Reserve, most people think that means it's a real government. I said it's no more federal than Federal Express, and even the word government, you think it means it's government, but it's really not. It's just a corporate identity, like United States government is a corporation.
Right.
Canadian government is a corporation. They're listed
right.
on Dun & Bradstreet. And a real government isn't listed on Dun & Bradstreet because it's not a corporation.
That's right. And a corporation
and
is
these
a
people
fiction.
Were listening intently. These people who had never heard this before but were obviously intrigued. And I said, look, just go to anticorruptionsociety.com. And I saw them pulling out their pieces of paper and writing, and that one, the cashier said, hey, you got another pen? This one's dead.
Oh, wow, good
and,
for
and
you.
They wrote it down, because
Excellent.
Everybody knows something's wrong. Everybody
right.
knows that, but 99% of the people just hadn't figured out what, and this one percenter over here, this one-tenth of one percenter, is trying to wake up the rest of the 99%, as you are.
Yeah. They
you
do know something's wrong, and they do know they're drowning in
Masons.
Corruption. They just don't know what to do about it.
That's right.
Well, that's
shining the light on
idea,
the corruption.
Mike. I'm sorry. I just wanted to say that getting the word out through a bumper sticker, just listing a website that's provocative, is enough to grab people's attention. They'll remember it. It's a good mnemonic, too, Anti-Corruption Society. So, well, good on you. That was just excellent. That you know, because I'm out there too, sharing. You know, at the bank, at the grocery store, I'm always trying to strike up a conversation to try to find where people are at. Because you know, that's how we're going to wake up people the most, is through one-on-one contact.
Yeah, if you've got one, I don't know what you call the thing. Those funny-looking little boxes where you. I don't have a smartphone, but I see people walk up and they'll scan the little image, and it takes them to a website. Whatever you call that, if you could put that on a T-shirt, on the back of a T-shirt, I will wear that. I will
uh-huh.
buy that. And people can come up and, what is that? Well, scan it with your phone. I don't know. And it'll pull
yeah.
up lawfully yours. And there
well, that
they
would
go.
Be good. Those are good suggestions. If I ever get my computer fixed, I can get right on it.
And when you're standing there in the long lines to check out at these Chinese factories, people are sitting there playing with their smartphones, and they see one of those big images on the back of a shirt. They're going to scan it.
Right, right. Well, if and when I get my, I know I will fix it, but when I get my computers back up, I can start working on something like that, because it does sound like a good idea. We do need people to be aware. What's so discouraging to me is how many of them get discouraged, and they blame themselves, and they have no idea that there's a big picture moving along behind the scenes working against them.
Well, as a basic guy, I'm a basic guy. I do one thing at a time. I usually do one thing very well, but I, you know, we're not. Although my wife thinks I'm learning to multitask, I'm trying to keep that a secret. But the bottom line is that we want to fix things. I'm a basic guy that, you know, if I see a problem, I want to fix it. And so I try to find what appears to be the normal modes of repair. And ladies, there ain't none. It's a corrupted system, and it takes a team. And though I'm waiting on the team to fall in and rank behind me, I'm just, you know, swimming as fast as I can up this proverbial waterfall of corruption. And you know, but I did have 5.5 months to review your information when I announced to the court, are you calling, and I said my name, corporation or trust, are you calling the said my name live man? I'm the live man. And for that, I was locked up for 5.5 months.
Wow.
Because the other people in the courtroom were wondering, why was he asking, are they calling a corporation or trust or the live man?
Yeah.
They dare not let everybody know that.
Right. Well, that's the thing they don't want people to know. And the thing about Lawful You is that there's information in it that you can use, and it doesn't necessarily mean you have to go in and battle in court. I mean, in Lawful You, we've got letters of debt validation. We've got letters of inquiry. In other words, rather than taking this bull by the horns, if you're new at this, we've still got things that you can do that reflect the fact that you're not automatically presuming that what they're doing is right and that they have the authority to make you follow their rules. And believe it or not, the more people who start questioning the rules, the slower this machine is going to go.
A T-shirt that says statutes are corporate policy only.
Yes.
I could go on and on. The reality is that people don't know. And as far as the jobs, I used to be a manager with Federal Express at one time. And at that time, when I was a manager, if you had a felony conviction or even a charge, you could not work there at the airport, anywhere at the Super Hub in Memphis. Anywhere in the system where you're around aircraft, you could not, you're gone. Just
right.
A charge. Not even a conviction, just a charge.
Yep.
It's changed. They are now hiring to work in the hub, throwing boxes, people with felony convictions on their record.
Wow.
Yep. The tide is changing because they're running out of people. I think one of the things the government is trying to do is disarm the people by turning everybody into a convicted felon, and the way to do that is to charge people with any and every form of felony that they can. Of course, they don't want everybody in jail. They got to have some people out here working and paying taxes. So what they'll do is they'll extort you into signing a contract to plead guilty to something so that they can keep you on a short leash and eliminate your right to bear arms. So they say.
Well, the other thing they need you to do is to get to the, and we haven't done a whole lot on the Sestecue Trust, but they need to get to that trust when you go into that court. They need that signature. They need that pleading. If they don't get it, they can't access the trust, and each trust is in our name, and they need our signature to do that, and they get their court costs out of that. This is where the benefits are. This is where the goodies are. In their court, and on
where do you sign that they utilize that? Are you talking about when you're arrested and you put up a bond? Is that the signature, or is it some other signature?
Almost every signature that you make is used in their financial system. If you go to Lawfully Yours and go to the source document page and scroll down to case monetization. And you will click on that, and you will see a report that one of Rod Class's researchers located. She mentioned it. His website has been pretty sporadic, and at the time I was listening to him quite religiously, and I was able to download this document. I think since it's hard to find. And I saved it to my computer, and I uploaded it. And this is a report that demonstrates that the courts are part of the bank, and money goes through the court, and as one of his researchers said, it goes through the court, it goes to the Federal Reserve, it goes through the Treasury, and she said Larry, Curly, and Moe. And people don't get that that is absolutely true. The Treasury is part of the Federal Reserve Bank, as is the IRS, you know, these are all part and parcels to the central banking control of the country, and have been since the bankruptcy of 33, so or even longer than that. But that's when you'll see that the court is really part of the banking system. The court is a bank.
Exactly.
Yeah. And they call
I believe
it
they call it an administrative office in some of the literature I've read.
Yes.
Where the judge is conducting business.
Right.
Of course,
it's
when
all
the caller says, "All rise, draw near, and you shall be heard," if you have business before this honorable court, so forth.
Right.
Well, that...
It's all commerce. It's all business.
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with justice at all.
Not at all. When the president refers to himself as the CEO, he's not lying. He's telling the truth.
Right.
Okay, and, Mike, well, we really appreciate your call. A lot of food for thought here. We do have another caller, but thanks so much. Really appreciate you.
Get some bumper stickers so I can buy them. Thank you.
Yep.
Have a great day.
Okay, thanks for calling, Mike. Bye.
We have a Rob in Minnesota. Welcome to Defense of Humanity, Rob.
Yes, hello. Am I on?
Hi.
Hi. You brought up the subject, and I guess I'm going to go off in a tangent here that, this is a personal thing. So I lost my job last October. Now, the year before, because I had just turned 60, I was offered the buyout, the retirement early. And it's a very small package, but it was, something that they offered. And then, a year went by, and I have been an activist for most of my life. I write letters to the editor. I posted some of the links in the Chat Tango room under MN Rob. And because I was working for, it's an international corporation, and they do predominantly medical, large supercomputers, and defense contracts. Well, because I've been anti-war, I feel like I kind of got singled out, and I was put in a position, where I had to say, look, that didn't happen, and I'm not going to sign this disclosure, that says that I did bad. So I had perfect attendance. I have, always had good reviews, had above average output for, their scale of what they thought should be done by someone, working at my workstation. I was getting 200% a lot of times, of what they expected from me on a daily basis. And anyway, I lost my job, and I was denied unemployment. Now, during the I went through, and they have a court trial or court or whatever. You have a unemployment judge who asks everybody to take an oath, and my company was represented by an HR assistant. And I asked to have some of the people that made the accusations against me to also be sworn in, and they weren't available, so it never happened. But I did find out, during the, I talked to a lawyer, and he says, well, I don't know if you can't really prove that they singled you out because you're you're an activist. But, you might want to go for the age discrimination thing, because I had been turned down for promotions, and they had hired less experienced guys. As a matter of fact, three of them, three men in their 30s, I'm 61, who had less experience and got hired to better jobs than I had. And their supervisor actually told my supervisor that I should cool it and not...
Hold on. We got to go to break. Yep. We'll hang in there, and we'll get back to you as soon as the break's over.
Okay, thank you. IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run? Or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. Hi, Rob. You want to go ahead?
Oops, I accidentally jumped Rob. Sorry.
Uh-oh. I'm afraid we lost Rob. Sorry, Rob. Maybe you can call back next week or even later in the show, because I certainly did appreciate hearing what was going on in your world, and I kind of wanted to know what happened with the age discrimination issue, because I have a little experience with that one. Meanwhile, we have another caller, Lark. Lark, are you there?
Oh, hi, ladies.
Hi. Hi, Lark.
Okay, I'm sorry I can barely hear you as well, but I'm going to hopefully provide a few tidbits. As an aside, it should be noted that Greg Palast is a relative of former Israeli Mossad chief David Kimke, K-I-M-C-H-E.
Wow.
So, I mean, this, as far as I'm concerned, the guy is just a clown. And just like everybody that's connected to national public television,
they're all gatekeepers. Well, he did find that memo, though, Mark, and he did put it out on the Internet, and it is absolutely incriminating.
Okay, I can't hear a word you're saying.
I don't know what to...
Well, okay, Lark, she's talking about the memo. She feels like the memo she discovered, he discovered, and that he posted on his website was pretty provocative and important, because this is the memo that they were using to manipulate all the markets, you know, and
right.
cause this mortgage bubble. So this is, they make it like we're getting ready to watch, as soon as the show's over, The Big Short. And so I was talking to Al about it. I've never seen it. I wanted to see The Big Short. And what Al was telling me is that this hit mainstream news because they made it like it was all by accident. They never do, there's nothing ever by accident. So this memo showed that this was all planned behind the scenes.
Right.
So...
May I offer something else?
Sure.
Can you hear me, Lark, and just not Al?
No, I can't.
Huh.
I can't hear either one of you very well at all.
Wow.
But let me just proffer this. You took note once when I was a caller of a woman named Robin Eubanks, who has the website called InvisibleSurfsCaller.com. Now, she's a former securities attorney. She made her money in New York. She has three children. One just left home, got involved in the military, and all that other stuff. But here's something that I learned from Robin that might benefit you and the listeners. I mean, for example, I have a 30-year-old niece. She just turned 30 years old in California, and she just got her PhD. And she's now going to teach fifth grade elementary school students. But she's going into education policy, which, of course, is what Robin Eubanks speaks to. When we talk about education policy, what we're really talking about is communitarian indoctrination today, because we, in fact, live under the rubric of communitarian law. And this is clearly provable. You just simply have to wrap yourselves around the word, because you know what? It exists. I didn't make it up. But here's the thing.
Did you read Lawfully Yours? Have you read Lawfully Yours?
I did, but the information is tired. Okay, I've been around this stuff for a long time. I've been out of the system for 10 years, and you'll forgive me, but it's old, dated stuff.
I don't necessarily agree. I see it rolling out every day.
Well, I mean, I've been a full-time researcher 24/7 for 10 years, and how many people do you know that have that opportunity? Not many. And I apologize for being strident and forward in what I'm about to say, but here's the reality. Anybody that is conscripted in this command and control economy that we live under, which is rather much like a slave plantation system, it's a neo-feudal, neo-colonialist, neo-Platonist system, okay, is in fact conscripted into a criminal protection racket if they even apply or beg, because that's what the word apply means, for a J-O-B in this system. The proof that we live in a command and control economy and in technological slavery is you've got to define your terms. What is technology? What is slavery? Money is a technology. Language is a technology. It goes on and on. Man and his voice.
We're the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We're already on.
Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Okay, we're back, and I'm afraid we're going to have to still muddle through this phone situation. Apparently, my and Ingrid and are pretty weak and make it hard for people to hear, so I'm going to try to speak up. I appreciate what you have to offer, Lark. I can't say I agree. I know that the lawful heirs information is not dated. This is actually what's going on in our legal system every day. I see more and more evidence of it every day. It's all about contracts, and it's all about presumptions, and we did a show. If you haven't listened to it, I recommend you go back into the program links and find the program we did on the adhesion, presumptive adhesion contracts. This is very real. It's very up-to-date, and we add to it all the time. So I can't agree when you say it's tired information. It is not tired information.
It's a criminal protection racket, Al, as we well know, just like the entire medical profession.
Unfortunately, Lark, unfortunately, because we don't understand the concepts between this presumptive adhesion contracts and how we are interacting with it. We are being deceived into consenting to it.
Of course we are.
We call it criminal. It is criminal, but at the same time, it needs our consent to function. And we're
That's right.
Because we don't know it and we don't know how it is we're consenting, we are actually contributing unwittingly to things that are not in our best interest. And that's what Lawfully Yours was created.
My only point is this information has been out for at least 25 years.
Well, I don't know that I agree with that. And if you find another guide like Lawfully Yours in one guide, please send it to me, email it to me. My email address is nomorecorruption@wowway.com. I'll be happy to look at it. I've looked for it for 10 years and haven't found it. So maybe the information was out there, but it wasn't compiled into one guide with templates that people could use to try to deny their consent, to my knowledge.
Well, let me make the point that I wanted to make when I called. Getting back to InvisibleServsCaller.com, remember, this woman has studied, like nobody's business, this thing called education policy in this country. And what we have is a cradle-to-grave education or indoctrination policy in this country.
I agree.
It's a system of mind control.
Right, I agree.
Okay? I know, because my own niece, who just got her PhD, is brainwashed.
Right.
I know this for a fact. I have a 25-year-old nephew who teaches high school physics.
Right.
And he's brainwashed.
Have you had a chance?
The three words that Robin brings to our attention, which are...
Hold on, Lark, hold on. I totally agree with you, and I was just going to reinforce what you're saying. Have you had a chance to listen to A Weekend with John Taylor Gatto, who is brilliant and just amazing, and he goes back through the history of this brainwashing and how it's done from cradle to grave, and it's just very easy to understand for people if they listen to his presentation.
Yeah, and I read his stuff and started Is or Be stuff too.
Yeah,
and I recommend that the listeners check that work out. But no one's brought it forward into the current time as well as Robin has. And even she doesn't have all the pieces together, but that's okay. We're all compartmentalized today by our access or lack of access to information.
Right.
And our ability to adapt to communitarian code speak. Because, see, these are the only people that are getting these big jobs, you know, the school superintendent jobs, you know, the big jobs in the so-called government, which no longer exists, by the way, folks. We don't have a government.
Right.
What we have is a system of mind control.
Right.
And that's just the reality.
But
just to finish it up, the words that are important. If you go to InvisibleSerfsCaller.com, S-E-R-F-S, plural, caller, like on a shirt or a dress, do a site search, Control-F, or just go to the search engine in the website. And these are the three words, and I'm going to spell them. The first, as it relates to a command and control economy, is dirigiste. It's a French word, D-I-R-I-G-I-S-T-E, dirigiste. The second French word is engrenage, E-N-G-R-E-N-A-G-E. And what that means is gearing. Imagine two gear wheels in motion. We're talking about global to local world governance, a scientific dictatorship of the community. And everybody thinks they know what community means, but not according to the communitarians' conception of that term. The same with things like sustainable development, quality of life, quality learning, responsibility to protect, and even free trade. These are lies. And they fly right over the heads of the average American, including the dupes and the idiots on the Talmud vision. But the final word is what's really relevant to indoctrination and education policy. And it's a Russian word. And the word is obushchene. Spelled O-B-U-C-H-E-N-I-E. John Maynard Keynes. And, the guy was a pedophile and a queer. Right after World War II, this guy was giving an address at Harvard University, and to paraphrase him, he said that the Marxian socialists had it all wrong because they were trying to appeal to the laboring classes. What he said, by contrast, is the Fabian socialists had it all right because they appealed to the sons and daughters of the prominent and the well-to-do, and that would be including the careerist, the credentialist, the glad-handers, the people that will go along to get along, do anything to get ahead. This is how the country has been taken over, because our best and brightest, the success-driven, have fallen into the communitarian trap laid by the Fabian socialist. And this is the reality.
I thank you for your thoughts. I am familiar with Robin. I did post an YouTube that she did on Common Core. And I don't know if she took it down, it died. I went back to check my website and it was taken off of YouTube. It was really a good interview that she gave on how she discovered all about Common Core. So, and I did check out her website. I do recommend it. She has some great insight. But so does John Taylor Gatto. I mean, this has been going on. According to John, they took over the schools. The robber barons took over the schools in the early 1900s.
And well, anybody that's in the U.S. military, anybody that works in the medical industry, anybody that works in the legal industry, it goes on and on and on. Guess what? You may not realize it because you're compartmentalized, but you're a member of a criminal protection racket, and that's just the way it is. So thanks, ladies.
Well, okay, thanks. Thank you, Laura.
I put up an article recently on the website. I can't get to the computer, I did get to the computer. Oh my God, maybe I'm back online. We cannot rely on the priests of either medicine or law. And I hope that Lark gets a chance to read that, because I said exactly pretty much the same thing he said in different words, that they've all been compartmentalized and they've all been specialized.
Yes.
So that one doesn't know much about what the other one knows. And if you're in mechanical engineering, you don't understand economics. And those who are in economics don't understand economics. And those who are in energy don't understand oil. I mean, this has gone on for a very long time. They have taken over all these professions. They actually created all these professions.
Well, separated, attorney is just not in the practice of law. Now you have to be specialized. And that's the same,
yes.
With engineering, the same with doctoring. There's no general practitioner anymore. They're all, a podiatrist.
My neighbor is taking his residency in pediatric orthopedics.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not even a pediatric anymore. It's now a pediatrician.
Pediatric orthopedics, now, yes.
Yep.
My dentist does only reconstruction. We're talking about...
Yeah, well, we actually have... Rob actually got back on the air, and I know he was cut off by the commercial and accidentally dropped as a call. Rob, are you still there?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, good. I love listening to Lark. I want to talk to him sometime. And I do a little show. I only got a couple of listeners, but it's over at mixler.com/MN-Rob. And I'd love to have Lark as a guest, and you ladies also. I want to just comment on what Lark had to say, because I'm in a small city, 35,000, and the Minneapolis Federal Reserve president came down and gave a speech, and it was very structured. You had to put your questions in writing, but then afterwards there was a small reception, and so I got to talk to him for about 15, 20 minutes, and I did all the talking, and I did kind of a data dump. And I used to call in to John Stadtmiller when he had Robbie Noel and Bob Chapman on, and I could converse with them pretty fluently because I've been studying the economic thing quite a bit. Anyway, this Fed chairman, you know, kind of looked at me, and he didn't raise any sort of argument. He just looked and paid very close attention. And then at the very next FOMC meeting, which was just a couple weeks afterwards, they actually had Naomi Prinz come in and speak to them. And I can't think of anybody better, you know, because she used to be a Goldman Sachs high-level person. She wrote a book called All the President's Bankers. So it's how you approach these people. Yeah, we all know that they're technocrats and they're appointed into their positions, but if you're too confrontational to them, you know, you can just turn them off. Because anyway, I don't know if anybody wants to comment on that, and then I'll finish up real quick on my previous point.
Well, I just sent, Ingrid and I were just reading something today, which actually we're going to talk about next week, and it talks about the instructions, the speaking points, how they instruct these people to talk to the public, and they are instructed, educated, and rehearsed before they go in front of the public. And they are told how to behave, how not to be confrontational. This is no longer just their personality. They are trained to do what they do. And we will talk about that next week. So whenever they come in contact with us, you're not ever going to see the real man. You're going to see someone who was trained to behave to you the way in which he will behave. And we found that out. Gosh, you got Tavistock, you got Rand. They have think tanks that have been studying psychology and social behavior and social engineering for a very long time. All these people are well trained in this.
Oh, absolutely. Al, we have great experience here in North Idaho with that. They used to have some spokesperson from the CDC come to North Idaho for continuing education on the vaccine issue. And so every year we would shoot down the person pretty much by our questions, and they would, you know, run out practically at the end with they didn't want to have any more questions. They were embarrassed because they couldn't answer our well thought out questions, and we were respectful, but it embarrassed them. So they bring on this guy, and for the life of me, I can't remember, but he was one of the authors of one of the essays in the vaccines book. There's a large book about vaccines by Plotkin and Mortimer that every physician that knows anything about vaccines, if they know, which they most of them don't know anything, but anyway, it's like a $200 book. I got mine for $50. So they bring that guy in, and I swear this guy was so slick, and people were upset that I wasn't saying anything. It was not my place to say anything. I was fascinated. I was near the front row. I was respectful. There was no reason for me to say anything. Just watching this guy in action, he was smooth and slick and very well trained. Was meditating for a week before he got on the stage.
They are well trained, and I know Lark probably isn't familiar with the book by Alex Abila, and I've forgotten the name. He's done interviews, and he's talking about the history of the Rand Corporation, and the think tank called Rand came after Tavistock, and their specialty has been social engineering. And they have been involved with all of these academic programs, and they are probably single-handed. He says that we're all bastard children of the Rand Corporation because they came out with all of this social engineering stuff and teaching professors how to be professors, and they infested the military. Their thinking and their training infested these universities. If you look into his work, you're going to find that this is not just criminality. It is well-organized mind control.
Absolutely. I called into John when he had Patrick Wood on of Technocracy Rising, and I said it's not so much the people that get elected, it's the people that are appointed. And the reason they're appointed is because they're true believers. They have they've had all this training and they've got a position that they defend fearlessly and vigorously, and that's the position that they want to promote. And so that's why these people get appointed to those positions. I do want to ask a question before we get another break. And so I told you my little sob story there, and I can't, technically prove anything, but the one thing that I can do is I do have the recording of the HR person, a woman who I think is very talented, but she did basically misrepresent the corporation by saying, not to my knowledge, when asked, if they had a program to get rid of older people, retirees or people over 60.
Right.
I do have that in a recording of that, and I also have a letter to the insurance company that says that I was, let go as a matter of,
Okay, maybe you could call back next week and we could resume this. My computer just came back up. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. It was interesting to hear what folks had to contribute. Please stay tuned and listen to our imaging prayer. We do need to spend some time and effort creating the world that we know we all deserve. Good night. We'll be back next week.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
We'd like to end tonight's show
by reaching up to a higher power, whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord, and image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
To shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum MLD. How about some fat burners? Or maybe some Join Aid? Or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the alternative media exposing